The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 45 and 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 1st, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: I would consider it better for the sons of Dhritarashtra to kill me unarmed and unresisting, rather than fight with them. Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down in the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.
Jadimam apratikaram asastram sastrapanaya. It is the custom between the Kshatriyas that in the fighting, if the other party hasn't got weapon to fight, this party will supply him weapon. Not that the other party without weapon and this party will take opportunity to kill it. This is not the rules and regulation of fight. There are many rules and regulation of the fight. Not that because he is my enemy, I shall kill him anyway. No. There are rules and regulations. If the enemy has broken his chariot, he's fallen down on the ground, the other party also will immediately get down from the chariot. Suppose he is fleeing, then if one is on the foot and another on the chariot, so he will be in superior position. So therefore, the opposite party must also get down from the chariot and walk with him. That means the defeated enemy should be given all opportunities. So he may not think that unnecessarily in weak position he has been killed. No. Arjuna says, Arjuna of course did later on, when he killed Karna, Karna was without weapon and he fell down from the chariot. Karna, after falling down from the chariot, and he was trying to raise the wheel of the chariot from the mud. So Krishna asked Arjuna that this is the opportunity to kill him. You kill him immediately. So at that time he had no weapons and he fell down from the chariot. And in that position, he was killed by Arjuna, by the order of Krishna. This is violating the laws. So you can violate the laws on the order of Krishna. You cannot do. This is surrender. When Krishna says that you do this, although it is wrong, you have to do it. There is no consideration. Just like in fight, the commander says to the soldiers, do this. His duty is to do that. He should not think at that time what is right or wrong. Just like Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was advised by Krishna that Maharaj Yudhishthir, you go to Dronacharya and inform him that your son is dead. It was a false information. Because Dronacharya will not die if he is not affected with some lamentation. So Krishna asked Maharaj Yudhishthira that you go, because you are recognized truthful, Dharmaraj. So when you will say, this is also false, didn't believe. But Yudhishthir hesitated. How can I tell lie? He disobeyed the order of Krishna and he wanted to become very truthful. For this reason, he had to see hell. So, in the mundane consideration, there are so many things, right and wrong. So long you are on the mundane platform, you have to obey all these right and wrong. But in the spiritual platform, when it is ordered by Krishna, he is above all this duality, he is absolute. So, even if he says to do something wrong, because he cannot say anything which is wrong, God is all good. If you discriminate God's order from the mundane platform, then he will be misguided. Anyone who has got firm and fixed up faith that whatever God does, whatever God orders, even from mundane calculation it may be wrong, that is right. That is absolute understanding. Those who are in this spiritual platform, for them there is no such consideration which is right and which is wrong. Their only consideration is whether Krishna is pleased, that's all. If Krishna is pleased by inducing me to do something wrong, I will not hesitate to do it. I shall do it. Because it's Krishna's order. Tasmin tuṣṭe jagat tuṣṭo. My principle should be, if Krishna is satisfied, then everything is all right. But while we are in the mundane platform, we should not concoct the idea that Krishna is pleased, let me do that. No. That you cannot. You have to follow the rules and regulations. But if you think that it is you cannot think, neither you can manufacture. So either you should hear from Krishna directly, or that is not possible because we are not in touch with Krishna at the present moment. We are trying to see Krishna through the transparent medium of spiritual mind. So, we cannot manufacture that this is Krishna's desire, no. You have to get it confirmed from the transparent medium, spiritual mind. These are the principles. So, Arjuna says, yadimam apratikaram. Pratikaram, apratikaram. Pratikaram means counteraction. And apratikaram means without any counteraction. So he is informing Krishna that if the other party, Dhartarashtra, the sons of Dhritarashtra, other party, they kill me while I am not prepared. But that is not the regulation of fighting. So therefore he says, apratikaram, if I am not prepared and they kill me all of a sudden, this is wrong. So if I accept, even they kill me, apratikaram, without I am fully equipped, asastram, in the fight, one must be equipped with all weapons. But while I am not equipped with weapons, or I am not willing to fight, because I am not willing to fight. This has been decided. I cannot kill my kinsman. Therefore, I am not going to take the step of pratikaram, counteraction. So even in this condition, they come and kill me. Yadimama pratikaram asastram. I am not fully equipped with asastra, weapons. Asastram and Shastrapanaya, and they are fully equipped with weapons. Rashtrashtra Rane Annu. So in this condition, the other party, my cousin brother, sons of Dhritarashtra, if they kill me, Rane Annu, Sanmekhi Mataram Bhave, I shall pray for you. I am not going to fight. If you think that if you don't fight, then they will take the opportunity. He is talking with Krishna. Krishna, he is already giving the counter-argument. The Krishna, if you think that I don't fight, that they will take the opportunity and kill me immediately, that also I shall pray for. But I am not going to fight. This is my decision. Sanjaya Uvacha, the Sanjaya, the secretary of Dhritarashtra, they were sitting in a room. Eva Mukta just saying, Arjuna, the person, Arjuna is nominative case. Arjuna, Sankhe in the battlefield, Rathupastha on the chariot, Upavisha. You have seen the picture when Krishna blew his consent and from the back side, Arjuna is just trying to take his arrow and fight. But instead of fighting, he's visidya sasaram chapam. No, never to finish. I am no more going to fight. Visidya sasaram chapam. Why it is so kusangvigna manasa? His mind was overwhelmed with lamentation. How can I kill my kinsman? This is the issue. So, pratikaram, pratikaram. There are two things. Pratikaram means counteraction. Here, in this material world, for everything there is counteraction. Just like if you are diseased. So, you have to take the medicine. That is pratikaram. The disease is caused by some, what is called, disarrangement within the body. So we have to arrange, we have to set up the disarrangement within the body. That is pratikaram. Medicine, counteraction. Similarly, if somebody is coming to kill you, so you also become prepared to kill him. This is pratikara. If somebody is drowning in the sea, then you have to give him some help, send some boat or some life buoy so that he can be saved. So we have got so many. This material world is going on. It is full of dangers. Padang padang jada vipadam. Material world means step by step simply danger. That is material world. So you have to find out pratikaram, counteraction, how to save yourself from danger. Just like when we walk, we see in so many doors danger. So that you may be, you are warned. Sometimes the doors are, beware of the door. So you have to take care. No, I shall not enter. So everything there is danger and there is pratikara. Counteraction. How to save yourself from it. This is called struggle for existence. In this material world, there is only this danger I am counteracting. I am unhappy, so just to become happy, I have to work. I have to get money, whatever I want. So this is going on. Pratikaram, danger, vipadam, padanga padanga jada vipadam. padanga padanga jada vipadam natesham. So, samasita jai padapallamam plavam. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, samasita jai padapallamam plavam, mahat padanga punna jaso murari. Murari, murari means Krishna. So, punna jaso. He is simply glorified by pious activities. There is no impious activities in Krishna. Krishna is the purest. So whatever he does, that is pure. The rascals, they do not know this. They think Krishna is immoral. And he has become a professor, teacher. He does not know, he does not understand Krishna. So many big professors, learned scholars, they do not understand what is Krishna. And they're talking about Krishna. They're taking the position of instructing about Krishna. Just see how rascals are. You do not know something perfectly and still you are talking about it. This is going on. Punna jaso murare, what is Krishna? Krishna says, tam bhunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prabhupada. We have to know Krishna, because as soon as you know Krishna, you become immediately liberated. So knowing Krishna is not so easy thing. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaya. First of all you become siddha. Perfect. Perfect means perfect knowledge. That is called siddha. And another siddha means very powerful. A master of all yogic perfection. That is also siddha. Yogi is perfection, eight kinds of perfection. Anima laghima siddhi, prapti yasita bhushita, prakammam. So, they obtain eight kinds of siddhis. They are also called siddhas. From material point of view, a perfect yogi can counteract anything and whatever he likes he can do. That is called siddhi, astra siddhi. But still, he is not as siddhya as Krishna. Krishna's name is Yogeshwara. He is the master of all the yogis. Yogeshwara, Datta Yogeshwara Krishna. The yogis also, they are deficient with Krishna's power. Still, some rascals, without any yoga siddhi, they claim that I have become God. What is your qualification? Have you got all the yoga siddha? Then how you claim that you are? But rascals, they claim to become God, and other rascals, they also believe that here is God. Both of them are animals. Sabai varaha ustha kharai sansruta purusha pasu. One who does not know actually what is Krishna, if he accepts somebody, some rascal as God, then he is also animal. That is also animal. One who is claiming that I am as good as Krishna, he is certainly animal, crazy. He does not know what is the power of Krishna, how much he is Yogeshwara. Still he is falsely claiming to become Krishna. And one who accepts him as Krishna, what is this? So, Krishna, one should understand first of all Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, if somebody remarks, if he thinks Krishna as ordinary human being, abhajananti manga mudha manasim tanuvasita. That is the murha's business, rascal's business. Krishna, because he comes as ordinary human being, manushya lila. If we take him, Krishna as like me, like ordinary, then I am a murha. How a human child at the age of 6 or 7 years one can lift the whole mountain Govardhan? There, first of all, try to understand Krishna, how much powerful he is. How a 3 months old child can kill a big demon, Putana. These things are there in the Bhagavatam about Krishna's life. How do you claim to become as good as Krishna? This is crazy. Animalism. So Krishna's order must be final. If he says, then everything is all right. So here Arjuna's position is, Krishna has already arranged the battle, and he knows that Krishna wants this battle. Still, he says that jadimama pratikara. He decides in his own way. This is karmaya. He knows what is Krishna's desire, and still he is speaking his own philosophy. That means Arjuna is placing himself on the position of ordinary man. Ordinary man does not know what is Krishna and what is Krishna's desire, and he manufactures his own philosophy and thoughts. That is ordinary man. But Arjuna, he is always friend of Krishna, constant friend. His name is Gurakesha, above all darkness. Certainly he must be one who is Krishna's friend directly. How there can be ignorance? There cannot be. Then why Arjuna is playing that part? He knows Krishna's desire. Still he says, that jadimama pratikaram asastram sastrapanam annu tanme chemataram. He's playing like that. Because without playing, Arjuna is playing like that, how this Bhagavad Gita will come? This is just like playing on the stage. One very rich man, he is in a drama. He is playing the part of a very poor man. Actually, he is not poor man. But in the stage, he is playing the part of a poor man. Similarly, Arjuna is not bewildered. But for the time being, he appears to be bewildered by Krishna's maya, because Krishna wants to speak Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the whole world. What is spiritual knowledge? Therefore, this is a stage arrangement. So, pratikaram and apratikaram. This, whatever we have manufactured, pratikaram, counteraction, that will be also failure if Krishna does not sanction it. That is realized by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, my dear Lord Hiranyakashipu, that people have manufactured so many pratikaram, counteraction. But Tanubhitam, those who have accepted this material body, they are simply manufacturing things to counteract dangers. But even though they have all these counteracting machine or counteracting agents, still, without your sanction, this counteracting machine or agent will not be fruitful. Similarly, Arjuna is being protected by Krishna. So even though Arjuna is not well equipped, apratikara, still he will be saved. Because Krishna is there. Tavat vibhutanubhitang tadupekshitana. And even one is well equipped, and if Krishna does not like to save him, he will not be saved. Always mind this. Rakhe Krishna mareke. Mare Krishna rakhe. This is ordinary. If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, nobody can kill you. This is the position. So, the examples are given by Prahlad Maharaj. Balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. My Lord, Nisinga Dev, the parents of children, they are not actually protector of the children. Because generally we think that this child, this boy has got his father and mother, he is well protected. No. That father and mother, every father and mother wants to protect the child, but still the child has to meet some danger and dies. There are so many experiences. Similarly, balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. The father mother is a counteraction for the dangers of the child. But Prahlad Maharaj said, no, they are not counteraction. It is not that if a child is in danger, because the father and mother is very strong, very rich, he will be able to give protection to the child. No, that is not possible. Then, nātasya-cāgata. A medicine, a person is suffering from some disease, some fatal disease. If you think, I shall engage first-class physician and I shall supply first-class medicine, if you think then it will be, the patient will be saved, no, that is not possible. That is not possible. We have got many experiences like that. Then no rich man would have died, because he has got money, he can employ first-class physician, first-class medicine, and simply by engaging such things, counteracting, pratikaram, he cannot be saved. There are many examples like that. So the conclusion is, tāvat vibhūtanu vitāṁ tadupekṣitānā. If you neglect, if you have decided that this person, this child cannot be saved, then any amount of pratikāram will not help. Will not help. Therefore, real pratikāram is Krishna. Real pratikāram is Krishna. Counter. So, better we take shelter of Krishna. As Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya, māmekam saraṇam bhaja. You must always know that no counteraction will be beneficial for us unless we are protected by Krishna. So therefore, our business is fully surrender to Krishna and seek His protection. Krishna says, yes, aṅkvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhuṣyam, I shall give you protection. This is Bhagavad Gita philosophy. We have to believe on the assertion of Krishna that He is prepared to give me all protection provided I have fully surrendered unto His lotus feet. Thank you very much.